I was attending a burial ceremony, and on entering the venue, was waylaid by drummers and singers who used sugary words, shouting and singing praises on me, so I could part with some money. I was enjoying the scenario until one referred to me as governor. This brought me back to reality. The Nigerian society have been so entrapped by our so-called political leaders that being like them is now an aspiration or a life goal of so many ordinary Nigerians. After all, they have all the finer things of life. There is such a big wide chasm between the affluent politicians and the poor masses. This chasm don't seem to be closing anytime soon. What a sad commentary. At times, I think these corrupt individuals who have hijacked the Nigerian resources for their personal gain, their greed for more wealth and power, will never allow for the development of Nigeria. I listened to two men argue at a bar about Nigeria and her problems, and one suggested that the people, the ordinary citizens, are to blame for the misery that has befallen us. I support this line of thought. Hi, I am Gabin, and you are listening to What Did Fela Say? This first episode is titled Zombie. Before I continue with my train of thought, a brief fact and history behind Fela's song Zombie. The album Zombie was released by Fela and Nicola Pokuti in 1976. It was a smash hit with the people at that time because it captured the essence of the society. In the hit track Zombie, Fela made a scathing attack on uniformed men, the Nigerian military, who is said to have no conscience and only do what they are told. It infuriated the military government, which led to a vicious attack on Fela, his family, and his commune. He was severely beaten, and his elderly mother tossed from a window, which later led to her death. Fela had his studio, instruments, and master tape destroyed. He claimed he would have been killed if not for the intervention of a commanding officer. Well, I will get back to the issue of uniformed men and their problems. My earlier statement suggested that citizens like you and I still remain our own enemies. We are what Fela referred to as zombies, a person usually undead with no soul or will of his or her own. The military are not the only group of people who follow blindly without questions or thoughts. The civilians are as guilty when it comes to following leaders without questioning their motives, intents, or judgments. George Orwell said, "A people that elect or choose to follow corrupt politicians, imposters, thieves, and traitors are not victims but accomplices." Nigerians, most especially those living in penury, collect foodstuffs and stipend to vote people into office. So, who is to blame? When we follow blindly and glorify color politicians, coupled with our affinity for ethnicity, tribalism, and religious inclination, then we deserve what we get. Nigerian political setting is rife with questions as to why bad and corrupt leaders rise to the very top. Why do we keep electing and following them? It is disheartening to know that Nigeria is a country where bad and corrupt leaders attract more loyal and faithful followers. We are like flocks of sheep being led to the slaughterhouse by the shepherd, while we follow meekly. We follow and look up to people based on some wrong ideology or belief that the person means well, and with time, things will change. We never question their judgments or intentions. Even when we are faced with glaring evidence to the contrary, we allow sentiments to becloud our sense of objectivity. This is mostly for fear of standing out or being labeled as unpatriotic. Nobody wants to be seen as the headache, forgetting that the headache is a sign that all is not well with the body. Critics like Fela were the headaches that gave voice to the body, Nigeria, when it became ill. Our past leaders tried using various medicines to ameliorate the headache without finding a cure for the sickness that permeated the body, which amount to taking care of the symptom and not the illness. They employed the wrong doctors, used the wrong drug, and the body got worse. Funny though, the more the body got sicker, the more the headache became severe. How many people can truly stand up and protest against the injustice we face in our society today, be it economic, social, political, and ethnic induced? We prefer to fight amongst ourselves instead of a common enemy who sits on the proverbial throne laughing while we fight over trivialities, while they share our common wealth. We fight and kill ourselves over leaders who care less about us and don't give a damn about our well-being. Fuck it all. Sorry, my language. It goes to say that when there are questionable actions made by the leaders, excuses are made. They gather our shared resources for their personal use and gain, and turn it into perpetual fortune for their families, who, of course, will come back to rule over us. Wait for it, I'm getting there. At the end, we fight and scrap over the remaining meager resources left to us. The master giving his dogs the bone after eating the meat. What a tragedy. A fine example of how docile and sheepish we can be is when you look at our online platforms. There is an ever-growing army of followers who keeps arguing, supporting, commenting or liking posts of celebrities without thinking or getting actual facts. Meanwhile, the celebrities laugh behind the scenes while smiling to the bank. Let's just say, this is the society we live in. This is not to say there are no individuals who try to make a difference. Some have tried to make a difference in our society, but the system is so structurally flawed that they get subsumed, thereby learning that all the government wants is not their fresh ideas or manpower, but their quiet obedience, even if our government slogan is change. How ironic. The truth is, we have not fully grasped the meaning of democracy. We claim to be a democratic society, but I ask, where is the justice, equality, and freedom that comes with it? I say, Nigeria is still an autocratic society. Go and argue with your ancestors. We live in a society where the corrupt are shielded from scrutiny, making excuses for their misdeeds. In so doing, we are all complicit in holding Nigeria hostage. Now the Nigerian military, told you I will get back to them. Fela radicalized his message in his song, Zombie. He reminded the military of their roles as protectors of the land, not rulers. In an unrelated incident, he christened his pet donkey, Gowon, which was the surname of the leader of the Nigerian military junta at the time. Let's just say he went looking for trouble. He was frustrated with the Nigerian army's rank and file that allowed corruption and intimidation of our communities by the corrupt and affluent top brass, while blindly following orders to intimidate their fellow countrymen. But come to think, it is ironic that the same military head of state Fela fought and spoke against has over the years returned to power. Olusegun Obasanjo, Muhammadu Buhari, even Musa Yar'Adua, younger brother to late General Yar'Adua, came in as a continuation of the dynasty of former rulers. Are you seeing a trend? What next? Your guess is as good as mine. We can both agree that the security apparatus, both military and paramilitary, is in distress. It has and still have a low human rights record, and there is a disconnect between the force and civilian. They forget that the citizens' cooperation is crucial for a successful internal security operations. Well, congratulations, friends and foes, have all been alienated. Good job. The decline in our military started years past, when military dictatorship took away professionalism and accountability. Now we are in a democratic system, same old story. It is therefore not surprising that there are serious abuse of our human rights. Kill the Ogoni in mid-1990s, Odi in 1999, Zaki Biam in 2001, and the more recent extrajudicial killing of separatist groups like the indigenous people of Biafra, all in the name of countering militant and terrorist groups. What a farce. It is not new to see pictures and videos on social media on assault by uniformed personnel against the civilians. They leave us brutalized. Citizens like us, who are recruited, trained, equipped, and paid taxpayers' money to protect us. One might say, we are paying to get beaten. Some of these attacks are authorized by unit commanders, like the attack and vandalism of BRT buses in civilians in Lagos in 2014. Others are misplaced use of authority, like the more recent killing of Kolande Johnson by SARS officials in 2019. It goes on and on. Civilians are now being arrested for a crime as simple as sporting dreadlocks, dyeing your hair, dressing in a particular way, or carrying expensive gadgets around. When did having a particular hairstyle or dressing funny, if I might say, become a crime? Lawmakers in the country should just give us a dress code so we can rest in peace. It still boils down to following orders blindly. The zombie effect. When does it all end? Let's take a breather here. We know the problems. We face and come across them every day. What is the solution? First off, knowing our history is important, as the negative influences of the nation's bad and past leaders be known by younger generation so as not to make the same mistakes. We should stop inciting violence and hatred amongst ourselves. All these are smoke screens that, when clear, problem still remains. We must stand our ground. Stop people bereft of ideas from ascending leadership positions through religion bigotry, ethnic supremacy, and unending falsehood. Nigeria's case is that of the forest that was shrinking, but the trees kept voting for the ass because its handle is made of wood and they thought it was one of them. Let's not allow ethnicity and religion cloud our judgment when it comes to voting in the right person. Everyone in power, be it the political rulers, military heads, and personnel, should be able to be held accountable for actions made. Let's build our nation. True power lies with the people. In a country that is plagued by oppression, poverty, and suffering, a nation where uniformed thugs had held power, shared their uniform, and still hold power, Fela's use of his music, Zombie, as a weapon for change was and is necessary to show the people that we deserve more and we can and should ask for it. Edmund Burke says, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." Until we meet again in our next episode, Suffering and Smiling, where we will be talking about the life of an average Nigerian who is constantly suffering but smiles with the belief that there's enjoyment in the afterlife. This is What Did Fela Say? Zombie, oh zombie, zombie, oh zombie. Tell him to go straight, na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, na joro jara joro. Tell him to go kill, na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, na joro jara joro. Tell him to go quench, na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, na joro jara joro. Go and kill, joro jara joro. Go and die, joro jara joro.